From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our program. Please open your Bible at Mark chapter 13 and the verse 14, and be ready to follow us as we read from that portion in just a moment. May I thank those who have contacted us recently, requesting a copy of the book we are featuring in our evening programs. The book is called I Will Come Again, and it's written by Alan Toms. I hope those of you who received your requested copies are enjoying the book. Tonight we'll read another extract from it. But let us now read from Mark chapter 13, after which Frank Boggs will sing the lovely hymn, It Is No Secret What God Can Do. Mark chapter 13, the verse 14. And when ye shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains. And let him that is on the housetop not go down into the house, neither enter therein, to take anything out of his house. And let him that is in the field not turn back again to take up his garment. But woe to them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. And pray ye that your flight be not in the winter. For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. And except that the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved, but for the elect's sake, whom he hath chosen, he hath shortened the days. And then, if any man shall say to you, Lo, here is Christ, or Lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. But take ye heed. Behold, I have foretold you all things. Amen, and God will bless the reading of his word to all our hearts. Here's Frank Boggs and the hymn, It Is No Secret What God Can Do.
Slipped and fell.
My subject this morning is the Great Tribulation. The phrase, the Great Tribulation, does not actually appear in the Word of God. However, that which gives rise to the phrase does appear. In verse 19 of this passage before us, the Saviour says, "For in those days shall be affliction, such as was not from the beginning of the creation which God created unto this time, neither shall be." The parallel passage in Matthew's Gospel speaks of great tribulation, Matthew 24 and the verse 21. The two words, affliction and tribulation, are a translation of the one Greek word which means oppression or pressure. First of all, consider when this tribulation will take place. Verse 14 reads, "But when ye shall see the abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, standing where it ought not, let him that readeth understand. Then let them that be in Judea flee to the mountains." This time of affliction has a very specific beginning. The phrase, the abomination of desolation, is biblical terminology for an idol. Let me read to you from Deuteronomy 27 and the verse 15. "Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image an abomination unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place. And all the people shall answer and say, Amen." Idols are an abomination to the Lord. That which will herald the beginning of the tribulation unparalleled in the history of the world is the setting up of an idol in a place where it most definitely should not be. Daniel the prophet was shown a vision of this event taking place just before the return of Christ. Paul refers to the same event in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the verses 3 and 4. He says, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." Paul is speaking of the man of sin, the son of perdition, or to use a more familiar title, the Antichrist. Paul says that the Antichrist, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Revelation 13 speaks again of these same events and tells us that an image of the Antichrist is to be set up and worshipped. Revelation 13 verses 14 and 15. Returning to Mark chapter 13, consider where these events will take place. The events will take place in Jerusalem, in the rebuilt temple of the Jewish people just before the return of Christ. We have all read or heard reports of the plans to rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Well, let me assure you that that rebuilding plan will take place. And when it does, it will signal to those who believe the Bible that the return of the Saviour is drawing near, and that soon within that very temple will take place the events the Saviour is speaking of here in the verse 14. Thirdly, consider what is to be done when these events take place. The Saviour is here talking to his disciples, verses 3 and 5. To them he says, "When ye shall see." This is a specific warning to believers in Jerusalem at the time of these things coming to pass. What they must do is get out of Jerusalem for safety and shelter, for the wrath of Antichrist will be executed against the Jewish people in particular. I have no doubt that believers everywhere throughout the kingdom of Antichrist will feel the force of his hatred for all things linked to the Redeemer. But the fire of persecution will center chiefly upon the nation of Israel and the city of Jerusalem. Zechariah chapter 12, chapter 14, and Revelation chapter 13 all refer to these times of persecution. Finally, consider the deception that is to arise in the midst of the trouble. None are more easily deceived than those desperately looking for deliverance. The person who can claim to have an answer in the midst of a desperate situation will have the attention of many and the obedience of not a few. Christ tells us of the false hopes that will be peddled in this day of man's wrath. These will be days of satanic miracles and wonders, just as the magicians of Egypt were able, almost, to duplicate the miracles wrought by God through Moses, so the devil will have his agents, and they will be able to perform supernatural acts in those future days. But we are to reject them and heed the warnings of Christ. When Christ returns, there will be no mistaking that event or that which will lead up to it. But that's a subject that will have to wait until next week. Please join me then once more around the Word of God. Remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. The Lord bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.